Why does Britain spend so much on foreign aid?
Britain spends over £10 billion a year on aid to poor and developing countries, making it the second most generous donor in the world, after the USA. But just how effective is it?
Some say that Britain is giving aid to the wrong countries. Incredibly, Brazil, which is now officially richer than the UK, receives money from both Britain and the European Union, as does Russia, a country with more than 100 billionaires. Oil-rich Nigeria is set to receive £305 million of British aid in 2014 to 2015, even though it's got its own space program and plans to send its first astronauts to outer space within 2 years.
India is now the world's fourth largest economy, with a £6 billion space program and its own nuclear weapons, but it also receives a substantial amount of aid from the UK. It has even started its own foreign aid program, giving out to other countries more or less the same as it receives from Western donors. British-financed projects have included fitting buses in the city of Bhopal with GPS satellite tracking systems, something that buses back in the UK didn't even have at the time.
The situation has even become somewhat comical. Back in 2012, India's finance minister said that his country didn't require British aid, describing it as peanuts. India even tried to terminate the aid program, but reluctantly agreed to accept it after the British begged them to keep taking the money, the Sunday Telegraph revealed. Apparently, officials at DFID, Britain's Department for International Development, told Indian officials that cancelling the program would cause grave political embarrassment to Britain.
Many say that the UK simply can't afford to give aid. With so many in Britain now living on the breadline, the money is needed at home, especially as spending on the military, the police, and care homes is being cut. Others say the money is wasted, as it goes to corrupt officials to pay for their luxury yachts, Swiss bank accounts, Rolex watches, or property portfolios. And an investigation by the Sunday Telegraph showed that a lot of aid money is used to pay expensive British consultants, some of whom earn seven-figure salaries.
So, why does the UK donate so much? Prime Minister David Cameron told world leaders at a UN conference that it was the right thing to do. However, others point to a less altruistic motive. By helping other countries develop, the UK can export more goods to those countries. You only have to look at the business generated by China and India to see the potential they provide for UK companies as their export markets continue to develop, explained Justine Greening, Britain's International Development Secretary. So, aid is seen as a valuable investment in Britain's future.
Finally, giving aid is also a way of preserving Britain's position as a leading figure in international affairs. Donating is, in effect, a way of maintaining the UK's global influence and creating opportunities to push for reforms or interfere in the internal affairs of other countries.
It isn't all about helping the poor.